A new Gaza-bound aid convoy has arrived in France. Hundreds of volunteers are manning the Viva Palestina convoy that set up from London on Saturday. The convoy will link up with more activists in Europe and the Middle East over the next few weeks. Organizers cite the new convoy aiming to break Israel's siege on Gaza is the largest of its kind. Right now on the phone, we have Hassan Al-Khatib for us, our correspondent with the convoy. Hassan, tell us the latest about the convoy that's in Paris now.
Yes, well, it's actually been a thrilling 2 days so far. And we're right now in Paris, on the suburbs, in a town called Bagnolet. And hopefully tomorrow we should be setting off towards Lyon, where we should also be meeting a very pro-Palestinian group there who will also be providing us accommodation and food. Let me tell you about what happened today, because it was, you know, a very exciting day. The convoy had paraded through the center of the city. There were many onlookers who were very supportive. They were very enthusiastic of the convoy's cause. And some had come to the convoy and donated money and were very hospitable. And having said that, the place where we are staying at the moment, which is the town of Bagnolet, it is a very pro-Palestinian town, and it has just recently twinned with the cities of Sabra and Shatila, which the massacre happened in 1982. And the mayor is also very pro-Palestinian, and the deputy mayor was with George Galloway only a few hours ago to bid the convoy all the best. So we have, you know, seen a lot of, you know, people come up to us and they were very supportive. Hopefully, we should be arriving in Gaza in the next 24 days. We haven't had any delays yet, so we're all on schedule. And, well, as you know, the convoy is...
If you could tell us what it's carrying,
right. And other supplies.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you what the convoy was carrying. Please go ahead.
Yes, as I said, it's carrying medical supplies, which the Gazans have had asked us to bring. So it's going to be very specific in terms of what the people of Gaza need, as opposed to what we did last time, as we weren't exactly sure of the supplies that they needed. Other things, such as, you know, toys, a few clothes, but mainly it's the medical aid which the Gazans desperately need.
Hassan, you said it will take, it is a schedule for the convoy to take it 24 days to reach Gaza, if I heard you right.
From Paris, yes.
From Paris. Do we know where the next stopover is from Paris on the way to Gaza?
Yes, the next stop should be at Lyon, where we're also hoping to meet other pro-Palestinian groups there, who will also be very supportive, like the one we found in Paris.
Okay, thanks for that, and good luck. Hassan Al-Khatib, Press TV correspondent, now in Paris.